Everyone, say good evening. So just to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning Chodesh Elul, the Kitzur in Kuf Chav Ches raises actually a very interesting halacha. Yachid ha'omer slichos. Let's say one is saying slichos without a minyan. This could very easily happen. Eino rashay lomar shloshes remidos derech tefila ubakasha. So remember again, we spoke about this past Shabbos in the afternoon shir about the power of the Yud Gimel Midos, the power of the 13 attributes, the Hashem Hashem Kaurachu Mechanun, and as effective as they are, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an assurance that if you say the Yud Gimel Midos Einon Chozros Reikam, such a request, such a petitional request never returns empty-handed. That's the power. There's almost like a certain level of assuredness when one recites the 13 attributes, Yud Gimel Midos. However, the one caveat is that they can only be activated within a minyan. So if a person's not davening with a minyan, so one is not permitted to go ahead and say Yud Gimel Midos, but the Kitzur's wording over here is very interesting. One can say the 13 attributes derech tfila ubakasha, but what can you do? Ela derech kriya batora benigun ubitamim. Interestingly enough, if one is davening without a minyan, so one can't recite the Yud Gimel Midos in the context of prayer, of tefillah, because that requires a minyan. What one can do is, one could go ahead and say the 13 attributes as if one were reading them in the Torah. How would it be that one reading them in the Torah? In other words, with actual trup, with actual, again, punctuation. If one is able to do that, then again, one is able to recite the 13 attributes. And the beautiful part you see over here, just the incredible, I mean, why not just say if somebody's not with a minyan, you can't say it. I mean, you just forget about it. There are certain things. No matter how badly I want to say Kedusha, no matter how badly I want to say Kaddish, if there's not a minyan, there's not a minyan. So why should Yud Gimel Midos be any different? If there's not a minyan, you can't say it. Elamai, rather, what you see, the power of tefillah, but the importance of tefillah in these days. The Chazal felt that it's so important for a Jew to be able to say Yud Gimel Midos. Of course, optimally, we want the Jew to be able to say it with a minyan, but if for some reason that opportunity is not at their disposal, we would never want any Jew to lose out on the opportunity, the petitional opportunity, to be able to recite Yud Gimel Midos. So if I can't say it with a minyan, at least I could go ahead and say it Kekorei Batorah, as if one is learning. And in this way, one to a certain degree gets a double zechus. One gets on one hand the zechus, the beautiful privilege of reciting the Yud Gimel Midos, and one also has the additional zechus of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah as well. Rabbi Chanan Yiben Akasha, Amit Shrach Elizako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Here about Lohem Tormitzo Shneemar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.